are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
You know what today is?
It's opening day!
Woo!
Oh, but it's not opening day because there is no baseball.
What?
Today is supposed to be opening day for the Major League Baseball season. Today.
Really?
Yes. That's what I thought you were celebrating. I was like, it's opening day.
No,
but no.
Dumbass. We're celebrating the start of coin flip madness.
Here's what, hey, you want to hear something funny? I literally just got a text from my buddy Justin in Portland. It goes, happy opening day.
Yeah, well, I got a buddy in Austin, Texas. There's my chill out. Since when does he have a buddy in Portland that we've never known about before?
My buddy from Guatemala just texted me. He said, happy opening day, too.
No, I just thought it was ironic that you say, oh, you know what day it is? And I was like, opening day. And you go, it's really supposed to be opening day. And literally, he texted me, happy opening day.
Man, this was a good, man, back in the day, like a couple years ago, I went to the store right after work, and I got me some peanuts and a six-pack of Miller Lite.
I don't care if I never get back
for it. Root, some peanuts.
Root for the Cubs.
Man, I sat at the house.
If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's one, two, three
strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Hey, do they do that for every team?
Let's get some runs.
Yes, but the Cubs are the ones I think that are known for it. Yeah. But guys, listen, can we stop with the dates though? This would have been opening day. Well, guess what? In a couple weeks, this would have been the
National Championship.
Then after that, this would have been today? The Masters today. Hey, can you believe it, guys? This would have been the Kentucky Derby. Can we stop that? Because it's going to last for a year.
No.
All the dates are whack.
No,
right,
coach,
now.
When people die, you're just like, today Elvis would have been 87.
That I don't understand. When people are dead, like, I don't understand going, man, this would have been the day Elvis would have been 52. Who cares? Like, he's gone. Now, opening day, it's sad because, like,
who cares? Season's over.
There's going to be so many stadiums now. They used to be half full. Now they're completely empty for baseball. Dude,
No, coach. Opening day was packed.
Coach, stop.
Packed.
There was about eight stadiums that can fill.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now.
No, in baseball, opening day is packed. Second game, empty.
Well,
the rest
what?
Of the season, empty
we're not going to know for another 5 months.
They're talking about they may play all the way up till Christmas baseball.
Yeah, if it goes game seven, the game will be on New Year's Eve.
Coach, that goes against everything you said.
No, they can't. It's impossible.
Yeah, because of the cold weather.
The cold weather. They won't be able to because it'll be snowing in New York and you'll have games. It won't be able to. It can't happen.
Coach, there's
have to
a pop fly
out.
In the outfield that lands in the snow and they can't find it. They're still looking in the snow for the ball.
Dude, can you imagine how the Astros are gonna cheat? They're gonna like make snowballs and stuff like that and do the hidden ball trick.
It's not even the real baseball. He's pitching a snowball and it's it. The wind up and and they got him. It's a snowball.
Coach, it's going to add a completely different twist to baseball.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do because there's no way they can play 162 games.
Maybe they're banking on summer teams being the ones that are in the lead.
Coach, and if you nail
a
batter
if they're in the lead, 162 games, they're going to have to finish the regular season in November. It's already snowing.
Guys, what has Corona done? It has ended things that needed to end long ago. 162 games is over as we see it. I guarantee you there's never 162 games again.
I'll take that bet.
All right, well, talk to Vegas and get lines.
Yeah, I'll give you 20-1 because next year there'll be 162 games. I mean, it will take that easy.
If a batter gets beaned by a snowball, does that count?
What? Coach, hey, you know what? We didn't even really get a snowball weather day, did we, this winter?
No, we didn't. No, there wasn't enough accumulated.
No,
there
we
was
did
one
not.
Day where you could have made a miniature snowman, but not enough to go sledding.
I mean, there wasn't even any yellow snow. I never got to even see that. There's some stuff we just miss out on this year, guys. We just got to move on.
It is kind of cool when it snows because I never see snow growing up in Texas to have the yellow snow to pee in it. It was really cool. I still do it as an adult.
You pee on the snow to make it yellow?
Yeah, just like, oh, that's funny. You know, they always make those jokes about never eat the yellow snow.
You know what would be a good game is you make a snowman and then everyone pees on it and see if you can kill it, how fast you can kill it.
I'll see how long it takes to melt.
Because as soon as
that sounds funny to see all your buddies' junk and everything.
You know, Coach.
Yeah, that does sound like a fun time. Hey, Eddie, Ray, come over. I got a snowman. Let's all pee on it. 1, 2, 3.
It's funny you said that because my wife asked me the other day. She's like, is it weird seeing each other's penises? I'm like, what are you talking about?
She goes, this quarantine's getting to everybody.
What kind of conversations are you having with your wife? Why would you be talking about that?
We were talking about urinals and whatever, and she's just like, it came out on TV, somebody was peeing at a urinal. She's like, I bet that's weird, huh? Like, isn't that crazy? You guys get to just like look right over and see each other's junk. And I'm like, we don't, one, you can't do that because there are usually walls, like little.
No, there's a lot of them that they don't have walls, which is surprising.
Well, that's fine. And if
or
it doesn't
the ones
have a
that
wall,
still have the troughs,
if it doesn't have a wall, you're not looking. I told her, I was like, it's a thing. You don't turn around, you don't turn over and look at the dude's penis.
Oh my gosh, coach. Like, people tuned in thinking they're going to talk March Madness coin flip, and we're talking about this.
And you're right. It's more like when someone walks up, you're like, oh my gosh, hurry up and finish. Like, let's just get out of here. It just makes it so awkward.
Now, confession time. Have any of you guys...
Oh, stop. Wait. No. I've never looked.
Yeah, I saw a guy upstairs.
No, you did not.
Now, did you mean to, coach?
No, he was turning around as I was coming in, and he hadn't fully wrapped up the present. And, coach, the gift was just right there for me to see. I didn't want the present, but I had to open it.
The most awkward was when I worked in – when we were in Austin, there was a guy that every morning we'd get off the air at 10 a.m., and I would go to use the restroom, and you would walk in, and, I mean, he was always there at the urinal, pants at the ankle.
That's his parents' fault.
Like, what are you doing?
The parents didn't teach him right.
But he was a grown adult.
It doesn't matter, coach.
He was probably 20 years
we
older than me.
We still do things that our parents taught us as adults.
But at some point, you realize that dropping your pants to your ankles to pee is not the right way to do it.
So then his parents failed him, and then his friends failed him later in life. If you did that in front of me, coach, I'd be like, hey, you have to stop doing that. I know that's how you were raised, but I'm telling you, as your friend, we're 40 years old. You got to stop doing that.
Coach, and you should have called him out and said it. Lunch just goes in there. Oh, how's it going, Jeremy?
He slaps him on the butt cheek.
No, I wasn't friends with the guy.
Tough day at the office, huh, Jeremy? Hey, man, how's work been today? Stressful as always. Excel spreadsheets. You know the drill.
Hey, Jeremy. Slap, slap.
I am just confused how you get to that stage in life and you're still dropping your pants all the way to your ankles.
I was at a restaurant the other day and I went to the
bathroom. No question. You've gone through the potty training. So maybe.
The potty training?
Yeah, with your kids.
Oh, even me. I'm like,
no.
Hey, guys, when were you potty trained?
I got potty trained last week.
Yesterday, I finally was potty trained.
Is that how you teach the kids originally?
Yes.
Because you don't want them to get it on their clothes?
I don't know. For whatever reason, that's how this dude was taught.
No, I'm saying with your kids, is that how you originally teach them and then you eventually say, all right, now you can just hold
you
on to your pants?
Eddie taught his kids how to go to the bathroom.
I did.
Oh, I was going to guess your wife.
No. They're boys, so, I mean, who knows how to teach them?
I really couldn't tell you how any.
So that's what I'm asking you. How do you teach them to hold their pants or do they drop trowel?
No, and it's funny, too. When my foster kid came, he immediately did that, and I was like, no, that's not how you're going to do it anymore. Like, we're going to change that right now.
Okay.
Because he'd go down to the ankles, but you know. And I tell him, too, the cool thing about being a boy is we can pee wherever we want, man. Outside, wherever we want.
That's another thing I've heard is that you start by teaching them how to pee on a tree.
Right.
And then, because it makes it more fun, you're going outside, and they kind of get the understanding of it.
Right.
And
then the target practice, too, is just, like, aim at something and point it. That helps them with control.
And I would tell my nephew, I'd say, hey, man, so also when you're using the restroom, the urinal, somebody could always walk in on you, so you got to have some swag. So I taught him to, like, you kind of just want to be cool while you're taking a leak. You don't want to look like a tool when somebody walks in, you got your pants all weird. Just have your pants pretty chill. You got your hand on the wall. You're taking a leak, man. You do that in elementary school.
Why do you put your hand on the wall?
No, the only time you put the hand on the wall is when you are – hammered.
No, I've seen people do it when they're not hammered. They just look stupid. I've seen? One hand on the wall, the other one on the phone. I'm like, dude, what are you?
That's a loose cannon.
Yeah.
That is an absolute loose cannon.
Hey, seriously.
Yeah, you got to have one hand on the trigger.
Real talk. I was at a restaurant the other day.
Oh, boy.
Coach, it better not
have been another day, buddy. Hey.
Well, it was a couple months ago.
Okay, before quarantine.
There we go.
And
I'm
in the answer.
I'm in the urinal, and then I'm right next to the poop stall, you know, like the one with the toilet. And some dude's in there peeing. I can hear him peeing, but I can see his shadow right by my feet because the light was coming from the other way.
Oh, coach, was it a big shot?
Coach, this dude was...
Coach, and the shadow's like slapping coach, you. You're like, come on.
I thought there was like a some kind of rocket ship like that that was shadowing on the ceiling. Oh, maybe they have like little planets and rocket ships on the ceiling. This wasn't a rocket ship.
Coach, the big old shadow just covered up your little acorns or what?
Coach, all I was doing was looking at the floor and all I saw was...
Man, that's some lightning though.
Really? Straight up?
No, it wasn't straight up.
Well, you said... That means straight up.
Okay, it was boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Oh my gosh, he just dropped it on you, dude.
The shadow, coach. The shadow.
I went to the bathroom at the Flamingo in Las Vegas.
Sounds like a memorable bathroom experience. Continue.
There was a guy standing at the urinal, and he was definitely playing pocket pool at the urinal.
Was it wee hours of the morning?
No, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Coach, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing the dang thing?
Doing the dang thing right there at the urinal.
What did you tell him?
Tell him? I don't know. That ain't my place to tell
him. Well, somebody's got to tell him.
My first thought is, what the hell are you doing?
Again, his parents taught him
Nobody taught him right, dude. He thought he was fine. He's in the bathroom. It's a private place.
That's crazy.
Hey, how's it going, man? How's Vegas? How are the tables?
You know you can do that in the privacy of your own hotel.
Or go in the stall. Go in the stall. Do something.
Hey, how's it going, man? How's the old blackjack treating you today?
Coach, I honestly, I've never seen that in my life.
Why do you think I remember it? Because it was just 2 years ago, and I still can't believe it.
I've seen a stall where there's two sets of feet, where it's not just two.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen that before. And it very well could have been in Vegas, or it could have been on spring break, one of the two, but I've definitely seen that bad boy before. Never the old at the urinal situation, though. I mean, there's no way to deal with that. You almost can't go to the bathroom because it's that awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I just went to a different urinal. I didn't stand next to him.
One time I was at the beach and I had to take do the deuce really, really bad. And they had those public bathrooms, you know?
Oh, don't go there, coach.
Where there are no stalls, just toilet, and then sink. So I was like, man, I got to go. And I go in there, I look, there's no one in there. I'm like, perfect. I'm just going to go real quick and get out. As soon as I sit down, some dude walks in. And, dude, you're totally exposed. You're just sitting there doing the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And some guy walked in, and he sits right next to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. So I start, I look the other way. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to end this right now. And to break the ice, I go, I guess it's kind of like what prison's like, huh? And he goes, nah, Holmes, prison's nothing like this. And I was like, whoop, okay, flush, zip. I was out in 2 seconds. I'm like, get me out of here.
Coach Turtle headed it and got out.
He said, there's nothing like this. Hey, okay.
The dude was like, Holmes, prison's nothing like this. I'm like, dang, that's awkward.
Coach, what beach was that? South
Padre? It was down in Corpus, man.
Was that on the beach on the Rio Grande?
Hey, ask Silos of Padre Island. He'll tell you.
Hey, don't worry. You know what he's in? He's in the coin flip madness.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right.
Hold on.
What are we doing?
Listen, guys. I'm going to tell you what. This coin flip madness... Hashtag, we really need you guys to use the hashtag on social media.
People are using it. Now on my Twitter, it just pulls up.
I know, but I need more people. Every time you talk about it, tweet about it, you have to use the hashtag sore losers.
These are not official spins right now, guys. Right,
hashtag sore losers coin flip madness. I mean, ugh.
And all you people at home, this is going to be really simple. Pull out your bracket. We're starting on the left side, working our way down.
Yeah, I'm about to fill out my bracket right now because I was worried that if I filled out a bracket, I wouldn't be able to email the link to people anymore. And so I have not filled out my bracket because we still got submissions coming in as we speak.
And L. Bizzleton, major props on totally just taking over with this project. I think Eddie did a little bit of the phone calls with you, but
correct.
Dude,
What phone calls? Kenny. I was like, who did we call?
Dude, we called Kenny.
Thank you for calling and using my website. It's very confusing. It looks like a periodic table.
Oh, great. You guys are doing a bracket on periodic elements.
By law, I have to tell you guys that March Madness was canceled. This is just for fun. Thank you, Kenny. We saw. We're very aware.
Ghost. How do you know what he sounds like?
I just imagined a webmaster when you guys called him because he's designing the website.
I mean, like someone on Twitter said, it looks like it was designed by an 11-year-old in his mom's basement.
Whoa, that's Kenny. Easy.
I know. That someone probably goes, don't be bashing Kenny, a man of many hats.
Guys, Kenny was on our call like, okay, boys, if you want to do the bracket, Kenny, take the trash out. Hold on, Mom. Sorry, guys. It's my mom.
Guys, I got to say, submissions were coming in all day and night. It was, I can't believe how many people wanted to play Coin Flip Madness.
I can. We knew it was going to be popular.
Well, I knew it was going to be popular, but I didn't know it was going to be this popular.
Coach, it's gambling. It's America. Of course.
And there's no gambling right now. Nothing to gamble on.
I gambled on Survivor last night on the.
Like I said, there's nothing on FanDuel, to gamble on.
And I was terrible. I mean, it was one of those free games.
Boys, I mean, I'm looking right here at the first game. This is quite a way to kick it off. Kansas already is going to be the first flip.
All right, I think Lunchbox should do that first flip. What do you think?
Oh my! So I could be responsible for eliminating Kansas?
Correct.
I mean, this is going to be epic. If the very start of our tournament, the number one is Dunzo.
Coach, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a 50% chance.
I mean, I like the size inside of Kansas, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Robert Morris matches up well. I mean, they have the same weight distribution.
And I do love, I saw some people's brackets that they put out. A lot of people went with major upsets, which is good. Because remember, this isn't teams. This is coins that are being flipped and you're either rooting for a head or a tails. And what do we say? The better team's the head.
Correct.
Yeah,
the higher seed is heads.
Well, good luck with some of these.
Why?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's just some on this list. I have no idea. They're both two crap teams. Maybe they're both. I mean, it's almost impossible to decide who's a better team.
Yeah, we can tell which one it is in the first round, but how do you do in the second round?
Exactly.
You know? The numbers aren't on the bracket.
So what is it? So the better team is on top, the worst team's on bottom?
Well, not necessarily.
Because then it flips.
We didn't think about that.
It flips around the middle.
I'll tell you how you tell. Because the one seed is playing the 16. Okay.
That's on the first round.
Right. So if the 16 wins, you know they're the worst seed, the next one, because that's the highest seed, the lowest seed there can be. You just have to know where they. You guys just don't know bracket. I can tell you.
No, I know brackets.
By just looking at the bracket, I can tell you.
Dude, I've seen a bracket for 33 straight years. This is my 34th. I'm a bracketologist.
I get it. But when we do the coin flip, we're going to have to just say the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Just to make it easier.
Obviously.
All right.
All right. We doing this first one?
Well, I got to fill out my bracket, guys.
Why are you the last one to fill it out? Oh,
he
you just explained
it. I didn't want to crash the site.
Kenny said they haven't figured that out yet, so I didn't want to risk it.
Dang it, I want to try and pull this up. I just got my little printed out paper, nice. And it doesn't print to one page.
Coach, I have mine out. So, Lunchbox, once the coin is flipped.
The coin is flipped.
Then the web, all of our brackets, do they update?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Dude, if he designed a website that doesn't update.
No, I didn't design the website.
Kenny
and don't,
did.
No, don't Whoa even, box. don't.
Hey, remember that website he used for the fantasy football thing?
I get it now. After an entire season of fantasy football, I finally understand that website.
Like, you guys understand.
I still don't.
Dude, are you kidding me? Draft night? I was two White Claws deep. I didn't even know how to enter the draft.
Question.
This is Lunchbox's thing.
Did you ever? No.
You can't use a site that everyone knows. He has to find a rogue one.
Here's the question. On the fantasy football, did you go to the website at any time before your draft night?
Yes, and I dicked around on it, but I guess I didn't do a mock draft is what I was supposed to do. My bad.
I am sorry that I try to get creative and try to have fun things for you guys to do, and I involve a lot
of
listeners.
Dad,
we could use yahoo.com and only have 12 people in our league if that's what you want.
All right, I got the old bracket up, and I have the teams listed.
All right.
Thank you, Internet.
Lunchbox, have you made your picks yet?
No, I'm about to. No, well, you guys got me fired up right now.
No, so. I'm a Kansas fan, so I've got to remain true to them and pick them, even though it's a coin flip.
I cannot. This is. I'm more nervous about this bracket than a normal bracket because I don't want to be out on the first day.
Oh my gosh, is he saying that that's his champion?
What, Kansas?
I think he is.
I think he is too.
Since we're only doing four today, that's good. I'm not, my champion will not be out today.
I mean, since you really don't know how the coin's going to fall, just go with your school. Right?
Oh, like, of course. I believe a lot of people did that.
Yeah, just go with your school. And if it happens to be that school, cool.
Some dude was telling me, oh, Texas State's going to win it all. Yeah, they'll win the coin flip challenge, maybe. The real one, never. So enjoy it. This is your March Madness of a lifetime.
Well, yeah, Coach, I mean, that's the point.
What a stupid, no crap.
Of course they'll never
like,
win
do you
it.
Think you're Nostradamus or whatever that guy's name is?
Yeah, you got it.
Stetson?
Stetson, that's my winner.
I mean, guys, I think I was sending too many emails from Gmail to everybody that Gmail's down. Or error.
Oh, mine's down too. I think it's just the...
Okay. No, I think internet's done.
I think coronavirus got the internet today.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start doing my bracket right now. What would be opening day baseball is instead opening day hashtag sore losers coin flip madness.
Since we're all forced to just sit here while you fill out your bracket, do you want to do that out loud so we can know what you picked?
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Ray, I think he did that on purpose just so we can, like, hear him pick his team.
No, that is not it. That's not how I did it. Enter. Oh, wait, I got to vote.
And I'm hoping, as I think about it, that the people that did sign up for this, because I remember when I filled out my bracket, I did it in about 1 minute. If you actually spent time looking at the teams and delving into the games, like, you've lost it.
That's what my son did.
This is a coin flip!
That's what my son did. He was like, Gonzaga, Dad, they're the best team out there. Like, they're good. I'm like, it doesn't matter, son.
Man, okay.
Dang. I should have asked the old fiance if she wanted in on this bad
boy. You didn't ask her?
No.
She's still got time.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, no.
She
will fill her bracket out faster than Lunchbox.
Coach, I filled mine out in 30 seconds, and I was like, I can change it, right, because I don't feel comfortable with what I picked. Like, nope, called Kenny. Once you said it, it's over.
Dude, I did the same thing. I rolled through it. I was like, I'll go back later and just adjust some stuff. Nope, no going back. Once you enter it.
Dang, dude.
All right, where you at?
I'm at Ohio State, New Mexico State.
Okay, you better start flying, Coach.
Coach Buckeyes, for sure.
I mean, oh, then Wichita State, Iowa, man.
Shockers.
But Luke Garza, man, he's so good.
Luca.
I mean, and I hate the coach at Wichita State.
Yeah, they went from amazing to... not very shockingly terrible.
Who?
The Shockers.
They had a good run there.
But then they lost Van Fleet.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and he went undrafted, and he's a stud.
Where's he at?
Toronto.
Toronto.
That's right.
I want to know, hey, check out where Ron Baker's at. He was pretty good, too.
Ron Baker's home. He's living with his parents.
Ron Baker's baking.
It was cool seeing Ron Baker. I thought he would for sure get drafted, but no. Yeah.
Well, he played in the league for a couple years.
He did?
Yeah. He bounced around. He was on the Knicks for a little bit. I have no idea who's winning here.
Oh, he's in Moscow.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was that guy that played for Golden State?
Oh, Steph Curry.
Played for Florida. He's really good for a while, but then he just disappeared.
Played for Golden State.
Yeah.
He played for Florida.
Yeah. He was the Florida stud back in, like, when we were in college.
Joakim Noah?
No.
Who could you be thinking of?
Here, keep filling out.
He's probably thinking of Florida football. Tim Tebow.
Oh,
no,
Tebow.
No.
Danny Werfel.
No.
All right, guys, we're only doing four coin flips today. If you got your brackets, like I said, upper left, we're working our way down. This is going to go quick. This is going to be amazing. If you lose all four, it ain't over.
David Lee.
Because there's four more tomorrow.
Oh, he married a tennis player that was in the one that was engaged to Roy McIlroy. What is her name?
Anna Kournikova?
No, not Anna Kournikova.
Oh, Anna.
Not Sharapova.
Yeah.
No.
Martina Navratilova?
No, not Chrissy Everett. What is her name? Hold on.
Hingis.
No, not Martina Hingis,
Coach,
not Monica Seles.
Already trying to fill it. Caroline Wozniacki.
Thank you, gosh. I was trying to get there.
Jeez. Coach, he's slow enough filling out the bracket, and then you give him a trivia question of Rory's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend.
Are you picking?
Yeah, I'm picking.
Where are you at?
I have seven games to go.
Thank you, Coach. You're down to the final four about to be.
Dang.
I have got Kansas all the way, boys.
Please tell me you have Kansas all the way.
You know he picked him a little bit.
Wow. Okay.
What?
I mean, guys, if somebody's in a semi right now, they may have just drove off the road.
What are you looking at?
Boom, Speak. My champion. Done.
Who is it?
SI.
Oh, Silicon.
Yep, Silicon Valley's my winner.
Who is it really?
SI. I guess
Seton Hall.
Stephen F. Austin?
No, I guess it's
South Indiana.
No, let me hold on. I'm trying to follow the grid. It is Siena.
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 Siena's your champion?
Guess so. Dang. Not bad.
All right, we ready to flip?
Yeah, I'm grabbing a hot
Holy crap.
Let's go.
Coach, grab me a beer.
Oh, my God.
Can't watch the game without a beer.
I brought a half dollar.
Whoa, tell us when it's an official flip.
No, I'm just letting you know I got a half dollar here. I got a half dollar here. Oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
Man, when you go to the strip club and they don't tell you that your time's already started, and you're like, what? You told me I have 10 minutes. I didn't know the time started three minutes ago.
All right, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome.
No, there ain't no kids playing this, Coach.
Come on. My son's playing.
Welcome to the first ever hashtag Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. The first game ever has the number one overall seed, the Kansas Jayhawks from Lawrence, Kansas.
Rock Chop Jayhawk.
Led by Azubuike, Devon Dotson.
DeSouza.
Coach, are we doing this for every team?
And they are taking on the powerhouse, Robert Morris, the 16 seed.
The right, let's get this game from the road.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The only thing good at Robert Morris Here is we doctors. Go. They don't know basketball.
The first team.
Hold on, Ray, what do you have?
Heads is Kansas. Tails is Robert Morris.
I got Kansas, baby.
I did too.
I have Robert Morris.
All right, so you say heads or tails, and then we'll know.
No, I have Kansas,
Wait,
baby.
Wait, he picked against Kansas first game?
What an
Here
idiot.
We go.
I have Kansas.
Here we go.
Let's go heads.
3, 2, 1. It flips. Tails. Robert Morris. Post upset. Robert Morris. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one overall seed. 2 years in a row, we've had a 16 beat a one. Actually, two out of the last 3 years. As Virginia lost to UMKC, and now Robert Morris does the unthinkable. Kansas goes down. Robert Morris moves on. Let's flip the coins. Woo!
Dang, Coach, that was impressive.
That was actually really good.
It's almost like he was practicing that at home last night. It's almost like he had joy that Kansas got taken down.
Hey,
I'm an announcer. I'm impartial.
Coach, you really are. You had no impartialness there at all. All right, what's the next one? Who's doing it, Eddie? Or what?
Hey, whoa, I'm exhausted, man. That was a long game.
Wow. Dude, that was, I thought that was a championship.
One? All right, no. I'm in.
Yeah, should we Eddie do one?
Are we ready?
All right, the next one, is this Marquette LSU?
That's right, baby!
All right, hold on. Where's my bracket? Let me find my bracket.
Y'all, pull out your brackets. Like I said, we're working our way from left down.
How do you pull up your own bracket?
Oh, my gosh,
hold
culture.
On. I'm trying to find my bracket. I need to know who I have. I did this so fast, I don't know. Oh, here it is, right here.
Tell us, though, who's heads and who's tails.
Okay. Here we go.
You ready?
Wait. Yeah. Marquette is going to be heads. LSU is going to be tails.
Ray, hit it.
And?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second game of the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness.
Okay, Coach, don't blow out your voice.
What?
You're not Warren Buffer.
Your higher seed in this matchup is Marquette. Your lower seed is LSU. Here we go.
So what does that mean?
That means that Marquette is heads, LSU is tails.
Who do you have?
I have LSU.
Okay.
And I have LSU going a long way, too.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Come on. Ray, who do you have? Ray,
I got
you
Marquette, baby.
Come on. I got
the
Marquette.
Show on the road, baby.
Let's
I get the show on the road.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. It was a defensive struggle. It was a defensive struggle.
Heads.
It's heads.
Heads.
Oh
Jets!
My gosh, it's
Marquette! I'm 2-0!
Marquette!
Oh my gosh!
On!
I have a perfect bracket! Woo!
Oh my gosh. I'm down 2.
Oh my gosh! What?
I lost my Final Four team.
Oh no! Oh no! Eddie takes a huge hit!
LSU out. Oh my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, are we doing Auburn and Akron?
Let's go.
I mean, if we want to keep going,
Yeah, Eddie's coming in here to bring me the coin.
Wait, where's my bracket? Hold on. Oh, crap.
I think Bizzle dropped his bracket. Eddie lost the coin.
I don't even know where my bracket is now. Crap.
Auburn and Akron. Auburn has to be a higher seed.
Lunchbox didn't even submit his bracket.
That's what I'm worried about. Hold on.
Coacher, as long as you said those beforehand, you're good.
I know, but I need to find my – how do I find my bracket?
We're still delayed. Somebody's trying to find his bracket. Oh, Coach, you got it. So the exact link you sent us, as long as you click on that, it'll pull up your bracket.
Okay, hold on.
Because I had to do it multiple times. So, yeah, honestly, if y'all are trying to look for yours, just click on that same link, and it pulls it up as the periodic bracket
that we all
wanted it to be. All right, so I'm going to build this one
Hold on.
I'm giving you a second.
All right.
All right, so it's going to be Auburn and Akron. Like I said, we're just working our way down. Auburn, Akron, the better team is Auburn, so they're going to be heads. Akron is tails.
Son of a gun.
I have Auburn. Eddie, do you remember who you picked?
No, I have no idea.
No idea. And Lunch lost his bracket.
Hold on.
Right.
Why?
Let's go.
Kenny, can you please send him an email and help him?
Oh, my God. Did I not?
This is the webmaster, and I heard you guys had some issues on your podcast for the periodic table bracket.
How can I search for mine?
Coach, this is about 20 seconds away from being anticlimactic.
Oh, my God. Do we need to call Kenny?
Coach, we can figure yours out later. We trust you on the honor system.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have Akron.
Okay, Coach.
But I don't know. I am so disappointed, but I am 2-0. I know that.
Hey, we have all the buildup. Oh, we're doing this bracket challenge. He lost his bracket. Eddie lost the coin. I found the coin. We're on the third game, folks. Here we go. Auburn, Akron. Auburn is heads. Akron is tails. Here is the flip. I'm going to let it hit the table. If it falls to the floor, that's going to be the call. So it'll be when it hits the floor, when it comes to a complete stop. It may hit the table. Here it is. I lost it.
Right here.
It's heads. It is heads.
Auburn.
Auburn with the win. Auburn won.
Wow. War Eagle.
They did it for the state of Alabama. Auburn, this is better than Jordan Hare. This is the coin flip madness. The miracle at Jordan Hare.
Wow.
That's all I got. I almost blew my voice.
Guys, did you watch that? It went overtime.
Wow, that was a close one.
Coach, I lost it under the phone. I couldn't even find the coin.
No, Coach, when it gets lost, that's overtime. Hey, if it takes more than a minute to find the coin, overtime. That's a buzzer beater. Hey, someone's not laughing right now.
My bracket's gone.
I know, he lost his freaking bracket.
I don't understand where it went.
Well, now you know who to pick.
Ah. No, that's not how it works.
All the buildup for this. Guys, hold on. I lost my bracket.
I don't understand how I don't have a bracket. I had it on my screen.
Guys, I am out of the coin flip challenge. I have to disqualify myself.
What if it was the real March Madness and your buddy lost his bracket? You're like, are you serious? Like, who loses their bracket?
And he had all the picks right. It was the first perfect bracket ever.
Coach, you were 2-0.
I was 2-0.
Did you pick Auburn? Do you remember?
No, I think I had Akron. Dang it. I don't know where it went.
Man, that LSU pick's going to hurt me.
Man, this is very depressing,
that was my final
guys.
14.
This is very depressing.
All right, do we move on? What else we got?
I don't
Dang,
know.
I'm
I
2-1 one so far. We need one more coin flip. We said we'd do four today.
All right, Coach. Here, get your coin back.
He's not going to have the same energy. He's freaking depressed, Coach. He lost his bracket. Kenny's not responding on the emails.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin.
I don't even know what the next
Liberty.
Game is.
Wisconsin versus Liberty. I'm really heartbroken.
Hey, do you know how he named the players for the Kansas game? Good luck naming the players for Liberty, dude.
Just go with a couple of generic white dude last names for Wisconsin.
Hey, Liberty, that point guard was something special. Guys, tell us before it's an official coin flip.
No, I'm just throwing it down. I don't
know.
No,
you got me excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth matchup.
Okay, Coach, come on. Have some energy, will you?
Wisconsin's got to be the higher seed.
Wisconsin. All right, rolling.
This one sees the Badgers from the Big Ten taking on the Liberty Flame.
Wow.
Listen,
wow.
Liberty is opening their dorms back up this week, and they're not scared of coronavirus. That's why I went with Wisconsin, because there's no way that's a good idea. And the Liberty president's like, we want to be here for them during this time. So you got the Badgers, their heads. You got the Liberty Flame, their tails. They're trying to pull the upset. Here we go.
Yeah, I got Liberty, baby.
Oh!
Give me Liberty or give me death.
Oh! here we go. Let's go, Badgers!
That was a good
Tails,
game.
Liberty! Liberty wins!
Yeah!
Liberty wins!
Hey, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Liberty wins!
You're deflated.
I'm so confused.
3-1, boys. I started off losing. I've won 3 in a row. If you're on the roulette table, I just won easily hundreds of dollars. That is 3 50-50s in a row, boys.
That's pretty good,
if
coach.
You're counting at home. If there's somebody that's undefeated, I want to take you to Vegas.
There for sure
right
is someone
now.
Undefeated
no,
right
No, there
now.
Will be.
For sure.
Well, if you did, so what was it? It was heads, tails, tails, tails? No, it was...
We
heads,
have no
it,
idea.
No. It was head or no, it was tails, heads, heads, tails.
I got to figure this out.
So we're doing 4 a day?
Yeah, we'll do 4 today.
Perfect.
I'm tired, and I got to call Kenny. I mean, okay. I really got to get on the phone, Kenny.
Yeah,
like,
you're deflated.
Yeah. All right.
Dang, good job. I figured it
guys,
out.
Guys, it's awesome.
So far, it's 50-50, guys. 2 tails and 2 heads.
Woo!
Imagine that. A 50-50
that
game going 50-50 after 4 flips. 50-50.
Dang, dude.
It's amazing. Got to call my son and see what he got.
All right, well, this is really crappy.
Okay, coach, it's not crappy. Just because you haven't figured out your bracket, people are excited about this. Dude, worry about yourself later.
Hey, he had so much energy for Kansas, and then he goes, I lost my bracket. I lost my bracket.
Lunch, let me ask you this. Was there a fight during the Kansas game at all?
No, there's no fight.
Okay.
Coach, you got him. Hey, did Kansas lose that game before or after the chair throwing?
Hey, coach, if anything... If
oh, you know that coin actually landed. Kansas probably won but threw a chair.
Coach, if the coin hits an object on the way down, there was a fight during the game.
Oh, and he did the Kansas flip. Did it hit a chair?
It did. It hit a chair, yeah.
Coach, we should script this show. That would have been hilarious.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we done for the day?
Yeah, we're done for the day. Dude, I'm so disappointed right now.
Okay. Well, there are how many people entered? 300 or something?
Oh, my God. There's a lot.
Well, there are a lot of happy people out there. So
I know, but I
them.
Don't understand.
Be happy for them.
I am. I'm happy.
All right.
All right.
All right, everyone. Hey, enjoy your first day of Coin Flip Madness, baby.
We'll be back tomorrow with more games. March Madness is here. Opening day. Who cares? You got coin flips. Let's go.
Yeah. results in too, see what happens.
Well, I don't